Monday the 23rd of August, Yud Gimel Elul, Rabbi Zecharia Jacobson, Arvus with Birchas Hamazon.
Good morning. Just as a short introduction to the what will be the topic of whether we have mutual responsibility in helping each other, be mekayim, fill the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, just to relate it to this week's parsha. In Perek Chof Zayin, from Pasuk Yud Aleph onwards, we've got the parsha where Moshe Rabbeinu is commanding the Klal Yisrael that when eventually they will go over the Yarden and reach Har Gerizim Har Eval, they should set up the system of where the six Shvatim will go on each of the mountains and the Levim will be below, and they will accept on themselves the Torah with Shvor, with the Olah, with the Klolos and the Brochos. The Baal Halachos Gedolos and Rav Sadia Gaon, they include this as one of their minyan mitzvahs. The Baal Halachos Gedolos includes this as the mitzvahs of the community. Part of the mitzvahs which the community have to do is the mitzvah of the brachos and the klolos. And the Rambam in Shorish HaShlishi, in Sefer Mitzvahs, doesn't like this. And the Megillah says to explain very clearly it. We based it on Torah Tzivalon and Moshe Moirosha Kelis Yaakov. The Tariag Mitzvahs, we know it's from Torah Tzivalon and Moshe Moirosha Kelis Yaakov. That the Torah, which was 611, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe was the one who handed this over. And the two, which is Anoche Lo Yeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us, which is in total 613 Mitzvahs. And if it's Moirosha Kelis Yaakov, it's something which is ongoing and inherited to the children, then how can we be minor? How can we include in the mitzvahs the brachos and klolos, which is a one-time mitzvah at Har Gerizim Har Eval? The Pirush of Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perla came out just under 100 years ago. A Moridik Achibor on the explainer of Sadi Gon. He twists the question in the complete opposite direction, and he says that it's very clear in the Gemara in Soita, the Flamed Zion, that what was taking place at Har Gerizim Har Eval was in fact something which applied L'doiris. And that is the rule of Kol Yisrael Areim Zeh L'Zeh. That up until that point, Klal Yisrael just had the individual responsibility of keeping the mitzvahs. What happened at Har Gerizim Har Eval was a pact, where it was each one took on a mutual responsibility of making sure and ensuring that every Jew keeps the mitzvahs. That each Jew in Klal Yisrael will make sure he doesn't transgress the averus, and will make sure they keep the mitzvahs. We find this concept already in two Gemaras, a Gemara in Sanhedrin, a Gemara in Shavuos. It's Sanhedrin Chosayin on the base Shavuos Lam Tesla Med Aleph, where the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Bechukosayin, Perik Chavov pasuk Lam Zayin, V'choshtu Ish Va'ochiv. Where Rashi already Al Torah there says that from the Medrash V'choshtu Ish Va'ochiv, that they'll each person will stumble through his friends. This refers to Zeh Nichshol Ba'Avonisho Zeh Shekol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. And the Gemara's Loshen is Melamit Shekulim Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. So you see already from the Gemara and the Medrash, they have this rule where we see the Gemara says Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, that Klal Yisrael act as an orev, a guarantor. They take on responsibility. It's a mutual responsibility to ensure that nobody transgresses averus. And if we do, then we suffer. And we see this took place for the first time with Ochon, and with the story of Ai, where Yeshua found it difficult to win over Ai, and they suffered many losses. And in the end, it was Ochon who had sinned. The Gemara in Sanhedrin goes into detail what sin did Ochon actually do. But at the end of the day, they suffered because as a result of the sin of Ochon, they all suffered. So that's in the negative way. But in the positive way, we find as well that we apply the rule of Kol Yisrael Areim Zeh L'Zeh. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chof Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us that with all brachos im yotza moitzi, and we're referring there to Birchas HaMitzvahs, that with all Birchas HaMitzvahs, if a person's got a duty to do a mitzvah and he does not know how to do the mitzvah, does not know how to make the bracha, so a friend, even though he's done the mitzvah, Myotza Moitzi, can help that person do the mitzvah. He can repeat the bracha. And that person has to listen and say Amen. Says Rashi, Shari Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh V'Zeh L'Mitzvahs. With regard to mitzvahs, we apply the rule of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. Zeh V'Zeh L'Zeh. So we see that this rule of Kol Yisrael Arayim Zeh LaZeh, that we have a mutual responsibility to ensure that each one of us does the mitzvahs, is something which applies both with mitzvahs lo yisaseh, both with mitzvahs aseh. So in fact, it's a pella. He twists the question around, Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Pella. It's a pella that the moina mitzvahs are not moina other than the Bahag and the Rav Sadigon. And he goes into a lot of arichas there in Parshan and Zayin there on Schelik Gimel of Rabbi Yochanan. He goes into a lot of detail there how to explain the Rambam and the Ramban who are not moina. This is one of their mitzvahs. Coming back to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah of Chesam Adalaf. The Gemara differentiates there between Birchas HaMitzvahs, on the one hand, where we just said that I can go and make a bracha for somebody else, even though I don't need that bracha, I've already shaken lulav this morning, I can go and make a shake again and make the bracha for that person, or make the bracha for that person will shake. But the Gemara continues, Chutz mi Birchas HaLechem mi Birchas HaYayin, that this rule of Kol Yisrael Arayim Zeh LaZeh does not apply with regard to Birchas HaLechem and Birchas HaYayin. If somebody wants to eat a piece of bread and picks up a piece of bread but doesn't know what bracha to make, I cannot say, wait a minute, you just be quiet, I'll make the bracha for you. I'm not eating at all, I'm just standing here. I'll make the bracha for you and you then can go and eat that piece of bread after saying Amen. The Gemara says that doesn't apply. Or Birchas HaYayin, similarly Birchas HaYayin. And the Rishonim explain, it's not just Birchas HaLechem, Birchas HaYayin, it's all Birchas HaNenin that this doesn't apply to. Rashi explains that you can't apply Arvus to this particular case. Because what is Arvus? Arvus is that a Jew has got a responsibility to do a mitzvah. So therefore, since he is responsible to do this mitzvah, everybody else is responsible to make sure and ensure that he does his mitzvah. But looking at Birchas HaNenin, that person, it's true, he'll transgress an issa of eating without making a bracha. He must make a bracha if he wants to eat. It's true. But if we're at the stage before he's going to eat, can we say at this point he has a duty to make a bracha? Says Rashi, no. Don't eat and you won't have to make a bracha. There's no duty on you to eat. You can choose not to eat. You can fast if you want. So therefore, you can't say there's a duty to make a bracha. With other mitzvahs, you can say that. Because he has a duty now to do that mitzvah. He can't do the mitzvah without making a bracha. So therefore, there's a duty also to make the bracha. So therefore, I have a duty to make sure he does the bracha, so he does the mitzvah. But you can't do that. You can't say that with Birchas HaMen. And therefore, the Gemara says, Chutz mi Birchas HaLechem or Birchas HaYayin. The Gemara continues and asks, what about Birchas HaNenin, which are related to mitzvahs? Kiddush is an example, Kiddush HaYoyim. And Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perla proves that the Kiddush HaYoyim here refers to Kiddush on Shabbos, which is Doraisa. We're talking about Kiddush HaYoyim, which is on Shabbos. We've got a mitzvah Doraisa, and this will also apply with mitzvah Drabonon. He's just coming to include an opinion which felt it was Dafka talking Kiddush and Yontif. So we're talking about Kiddush, where there's a mitzvah to make Kiddush. But in order to make Kiddush, Hazal and Mesakim, they instituted Kiddush HaLakois. So in order to do the mitzvah properly, he has to make a Birchas HaNenin. So the Gemara has a shaila whether it applies, and the Gemara's conclusion is that we do say Kol Yisrael Arayim Zeh LaZeh with food-related mitzvahs. We do say Kol Yisrael Arayim Zeh LaZeh. And the examples in the Gemara were Kiddush and Matzah on Leil Pesach. And Matzah on Leil Pesach, first desire is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So a person has a duty to make the bracha of matzah, because in order to eat the matzah, he has to make a bracha of matzah. So therefore, even though I've already had Seder night and I've completed my Seder, I can go and make brachas for him and make his brachas on matzah. And in Simon Tovpe, Dalit, we see that it's not just Birchas HaMatzah I can make him, there are other mitzvahs to do with Leil Seder I can make for him as well. So, just to quickly recap what we've just said, and I'm going to do so using the words of the Mechaber in Kuf, Samach Zayin Sif Yotes. Somebody who is not eating now cannot make a bracha of Birchas HaMotzi to help those who are eating fulfill their mitzvah, or to fulfill their requirement, rather, their mitzvah, their requirement. So as it is mitzvah, it's only mitzvah without a chiyuv. I'm going to skip out a bit. Afilu b'Shabbos shu chayev lechol pas lo yivarech lo yichaver Birchas HaMotzi im eino eichol. So the bracha of Hamotzi on Pas, although we say there's a mitzvah to the Shabbos, is different. I'm not going to go into that now. Mishabru explains it beautifully, that there is actually, he says that the whole idea of the Birchas HaPas, of eating Pas, is because of Suda Shabbos, and he uses the word V'ein la mitzvah atzmo choyv. Dohim nele mimashim isana inet tzorech lecho. Without going into Harich, and without explaining that, he explains that bread is different. So he explains there is an exception that there are cases where you can make a bracha for something although you have not tasted anything, and that is the exception is matzah leil rishon of Pesach and birchas hayayin of kiddush of bein shalayla bein shalayim. That even the kiddush hayayim, which is just simply a birchas hananim, There's no other text to it. This same rule applies. Even though you're not going to taste, you can make a bracha of Yagov for somebody to help them do their mitzvah of Kiddush Hayoyim. And this applies, Mishnah Berurah set extends it as well. Well, in Beleil Aleph Beis the Sukkos, the first nights of Sukkos, Shu Chayev Lechol Kazayis Pas for Sukkah, you have to eat a Kazayis Pas in Sukkah, so therefore you can make a Birchas Alechem for somebody on Leil Sukkos to help him achieve that mitzvah. Why? Because it's Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. With mitzvahs, we apply a rule of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. With Birchas HaMe'anim, that rule does not apply. So what we're left now is with the question, Birchas HaMozek, person's eaten, he's done the mitzvah of Ochalto, Besavoto, Uveirachto, he's eaten, he's satisfied, he's got a mitzvah in our Torah of Uveirachto. Do we apply the rule of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh? So naturally you're going to say, why is it different to any other mitzvah? This is a proper mitzvah. It's true, it's to do with food, but we had other examples of mitzvahs to do with food where we did apply the rule of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. And this is a mitzvah because it says V'chalta V'savota, and you've got a mitzvah V'erachta. So why shouldn't we apply the rule of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh? What is this big thing of Arvus B'Birchas HaMozek, the subject title which I've set aside today? I mean, surely we've come to the obvious conclusion. But it doesn't seem to be so obvious. The Rabbein Chananel quotes a Yishalmi. Chof Tesla Medalef at the bottom, they bring Rabbein Chananel quotes a Yishalmi. Tony, kol mitzvah shodam potter odam moitzis harabim. If a person has got a mitzvah which he himself is exempt from, he can help others require their mitzvah. As we said, from the Gemara itself, shafi shiotza moitzi. Says the Yishalmi, chutz, with the exception of Birchas HaMozek. Now we don't have that Giris at all in the Talmud Bavli. Rabbi Yeruchim Fisher Perler quotes that the Rav Sadigon did have that Giris in the Bavli, but we don't. Ask Yishalmi Vataninon. So Yishalmi's got the problem. He's got the Yishalmi asked the Kasha Vataninon. Kol Shein Mechubadom in Emoitzi as a Rabbi. If you're not obligated at all, you haven't got that mitzvah, it doesn't apply to you. So you can't be moitzi sarabim. But if says, but you've got obvious stick, if you're mechuv, if you are obligated to the mitzvah, you can be moitzi sarabim with the mitzvah. You can help others fulfill their mitzvah. Answers to Yishalmi, Omer Rav Eila, Shani Birchas HaMozein. Birchas HaMozein is different. Tuchsev, V'chalto V'savoto V'rechto. Because the Torah says you should eat, you should get satisfied, you should bless. It says Yishalmi, Misha Ochel Hu Yivarech. Only one who eats should bless. That's clearly not the simple pshat in the pasuk. Simple pshat in the pasuk is, when are you required to bless? If you've eaten and you've satisfied. Yisham makes a twist and says, oh no, only misha'achal yuvarech. Only if you've eaten you can bless. Is this the rice? Is this to be taken face value? Is this the nasmachta? That's all to be explained. So, our first question we've got is with the Yishalmi, because the Yishalmi says very clearly Birchas HaMozek is different. We want to know why is Birchas HaMozek different. But we've also got a Gemara in Brochas Daf Mem Ches Amad Aleph, a very interesting story of Yameh HaMelech. Yameh was one of the last kings of Chashmonaim who had total rule over Eretz Yisrael. He was the last king who had total rule because his children are following him, came and had an argument and they involved the Romans, and that's when the Romans began to take rule over Eretz Yisrael. So Yanai Melech actually previously had killed all the Chachomim, at least he thought so. He got into an argument with the Chachomim over Kohuna, and he massacred the Chachomim. His wife Shlomtziyona Malka was a special lady, and she hid, and she arranged to hide the Chachomim, and her own brother Shimon ben Shotach she hid. Now Yanai is sitting there to Suda, and it comes to the point, he's there with his friends, it comes to the embarrassing point at the end, he doesn't know how to bench. So he says, who can come and bench for us? So his wife said, and she said to him, if you can ensure me that you will not kill and not do any harm, and you'll swear that you won't do any harm, I can bring you a chacham who can bench for you. So he did that, and they brought she brought Shimon ben Shotach, as I said, which was his brother-in-law, her brother. Yanai moves up and makes a place between himself and the queen. He says to Shimon Shotach, look, can't you see how I'm honouring you? And Shimon just says, none of this flattery, you're not doing it for me, it's the Torah says you have to honour me. It's not you. So he brings him a kois, and he says to Shimon Shotach, can you bench for us? Shimon Shotach, you know, scorns and says, what do you mean? What should I say? I should say, blessed is the one who gave Yanai and his friends to eat. What do you expect me to say? So Shimon Shotach took the cup, drank the wine. Having drunk the wine, he brought another cup and was able to bench for them. The Gemara concludes that Shimon ben Shotach, legame with the Oved, we don't rule like Shimon Shotach. We rule like Rabbi Yochanan, that you can only be moitzi as harabim. The Lashon of the Gemara is you can only help the rabbim fulfill their requirement to do the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, moitzi as harabim. Ad ochel kezayis, only once you've eaten a kezayis dogon, is the Lashon of the Gemara. Until you've eaten a kezayis dogon. So here we see again, with regard to Birchas Hamazon, a Gemara which says, the only way you can be mighty, a rabbin, is if you have eaten a kezayis of bread. Well, it didn't say bread, it says dogon. Only if you've eaten a kezayis dogon, a kezayis of produce, of something made from wheat or barley, whichever produce. So we have a question number two, is that we see again that even the Gemara makes differentiates and distinguishes between different mitzvahs and says that Birchas HaMazon is different. Why? Why should Birchas HaMazon be treated differently? Tosfos says Birchas HaMazon is no different to any other mitzvah. The fact that the Gemara said you had to eat a kezayis was like Shimon Shotach, who's leading the benching. How can he possibly say Shachal Mishaloi? With the bit we say before benching, Rabbi Simon Varech, and we say Shachal Mishaloi, that we have eaten from him if he has not eaten anything. So Shimon ben Shotach thought, his opinion was that you can drink. The Gemara says La Halacha, we pass that. Rabbi Yochanan says that drinking is not sufficient. In order to say Shachal Mishaloi, you have to eat. So that's why the minimum amount of eating is a kezayis. The Gemara just said made a requirement for the person to eat a kezayis of dogon. So Tosfos is of the opinion that Birchas HaMazon is exactly like every other mitzvah. And that will fit very beautifully with the Gemara Shana, because if you look at the Gemara doesn't seem to differentiate between mitzvahs. It says all mitzvahs, kol ha-brachos, kulon, all of them in yotza moitzi. So Birchas HaMazon is no different. So what will Tosfos do with Yerushalmi? It's interesting, the smak, which was a Bala Tosfos, the smak quotes the Ri, with regard to the mitzvahs and quotes the Ri who says that Birchas HaMazon is like all other mitzvahs, that we say im yotza moitzi, and that means if you would have two people sitting together, if one of them is unable to bench, the other one could be moitzi him. So the Ri, as we said, is the Bala Tosfos, he's happy that Birchas HaMazon should be like any other mitzvah. Comes on the smak and says, but the Yerushalmi argues. That's the end of the smak. Below, in the Sefer brings the Hagos of Rabbeinu Peretz on the smak, who says that we're not bothered by the Yerushalmi. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, where the Gemara requires you to eat, that's only if there's three of there, because you're going to say Shochalmu Mishaloi. And you can't say Shochalmu Mishaloi if you have not eaten. How can you be mighty somebody benching and say Shochalmu Mishaloi that we have eaten if you yourself have not eaten? So that's why you have to eat a minimum of kezayis. But where there's just two, you've got no requirement to eat at all, and you can, even if you're not eating at all, you may say the entire benching to help a person who doesn't know how to bench. Says the Rabbeinu Peres, but with regard to Yishalmi, Esmachta Be'alma. The Pasuk, it brings us an Esmachta. But how does that help me? Even if it's an Esmachta, fine. It's not a Deraisa, it's a Drabonon. But you've got Yishalmi, which says there's a Drabonon obligation, a rabbinical obligation, that you have to eat. So how does he answer by saying it's an Esmachta? I was hoping he would say that the Gemara, the Bavli, argues with the Yishalmi. And when you've got a Bavli, argue Yishalmi, then we rule like the Bavli. But it doesn't say that. It says Esmachta Be'alma. So the Bach in Siman Kuf Pei Vav says that the Esmachta Be'alma means that the Yishalmi was talking about a case when there was three people eating. That you can't say Shochal Mishaloi, so therefore you have to eat. And Yishalmi backs it up with a Pasuk. It's definitely not the Pashtas of Yishalmi. Misha Ochalu Yivarech. It's definitely not the Pashtas. But that's how Rabbeinu Peres says Tosfos would have explained Yishalmi. The Ritva has a different understanding of the Sugya. And he wants to learn that Birchas HaMazon is different. Birchas HaMazon is to be treated differently to all other mitzvahs. So why is Birchas HaMazon different? So he says it's a Drabonon. The Rabbanon wanted it to be different. Why would they want to be different? Because it's easy to make a mistake. He says it's michlef, it can be confused with Birchas Hanenin. Shittim Mekubetzis adds words because it becomes after the meal, after you've eaten. So, you can imagine a situation of a person who observes a meal and he sees at the end of the meal, after eating, somebody's able to help his friend who can't make brachas, and he says the whole brachas for all the birchas hamazon for him. And that fellow hasn't eaten and he's saying the birchas hamazon, he does the entire benching for the other person, he himself hasn't eaten. So somebody observing that meal sees, oh, after eating you can be mighty, thinks to himself, alright, so before the meal as well, I just haven't come to the end of the meal, so that before the meal I can see I can make a bracha as well, why not, what's the difference, before eating, after eating, people can make a mistake. So for that reason, since the whole, you know, they see the eating as the eating of rishus, it wasn't an obligation to eat that food, and you see afterwards you can be mighty, so why not before? So therefore, for that reason, the Rabbanon said, you have to eat in order to help say Birchas HaMazon, help a friend say Birchas HaMazon, in order that it should not be confused with Birchas HaNeni, the Bracha Rishona. Once you've eaten your Kezayis, so now, the onlooker sees, look, this fellow was Mechuyev Midrabbanon to bench, and that's why he was able to bench and help the other fellow fulfill his requirements. And it worked under the normal rules of Shemir Ka'ina. That since he has a duty to bench, look, he has a duty with Rabbanon to bench, so he is benching for himself, and the other fellow listens in. And that's Kavanah to be Moitzi. He doesn't even have to say Amen, Ikadin. He could just have Kavanah to be Moitzi because it's working with Shemir Ka'ina. It's a different rule. Once you have done that, you've taken away the problem of the confusion. So now that there's no longer confusion, the person who's eaten a kezayis can even be mighty somebody who's eaten his full. As we see in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Yanai and his friends, they must probably until they were satisfied and had a real mi'ikadin duty of v'chalta v'savata v'irachta, had a proper duty of benching. Yanai al-Khaber of the king and his friends must probably et to the point that they were mechuyev min ha-Torah to bench. And yet the Gemara says it's sufficient just for somebody to eat a kezayis and help them be moitzi, they're here. Now normally we have the rule where somebody is only obligated midrabanon cannot help somebody who's got an obligation min ha-Torah. But here we find that you can. And the reason why you can is because really you'll be moitzi that person with arvus, the rule of Kol Yisrael Arayim Zeh L'Zeh. That means really mi'ikadin, says the Ritva, you didn't even need to eat. Mi'ikadin, min ha-Torah, you didn't need to eat to help that fellow do his mitzvah Birchas HaMazon. You could have come starving there and said the entire Birchas HaMazon having not eaten a thing that day. But the Rabbanon said you should eat just because of the problem of the confusion. Once we take away the confusion and people see that you're eating and you're benching because you had a chiyuv, So then you can apply the rules of Arvus. And you can help even a person who's got a Chiyuvin HaTorah to bench using the rule of Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zeh Lo Zeh. So we have two opinions now. We have the one hand, we have the opinion of Tosfos. You've got the opinion of Tosfos, where Tosfos says Birchas HaMazon is the same as other mitzvahs, and even have you not eaten, if there's just two people there, one person can help the other person, you might see a Chiyuv. And on the other hand, you've got the opinion of the Ritva, which is also the opinion of Shemuel Kubek says, and Mishabur also says the opinion of the Ra'ah, who say that no, Birchas HaMazon was treated different, it was the Rabbanon who put in a Gzeira. The Rosh says that the Pasuk, we also saw Rabbeinu Peretz, Rishon brought it, and Asmata says it was the Rabbanon who put in a Gzeira because they were worried about Bracha Rishona, that since with Bracha Rishona you're not allowed to help somebody fulfill his requirement having not eaten, so too at the end of the meal they expected you to eat. What gets a little bit complicated is the Shitta of the Rosh, and we'll conclude with that. Because in the Rosh, in the 7th Perek, the Rosh there, on Sugav Dachekes, he says, literally like Tosfos, he says, the reason why I need to eat a kezias, which the Gemara in Daf Mem Ches and Brachas required, Rabbi Yochanan required one to eat a kezias, he says, is because you have to say Shachal Mishaloi. Suppose you look as if you're lying, you're saying Shachal Mishaloi having not eaten. Therefore, since there's three of you there, and you're doing a Zimun, and you're saying Shachal Mishaloi, that's why you have to eat a kezias. But once you've done the minimum eating, which is kezias, it's fine, you could be Moitzi. But if there's only two, it was very clear, we said from the smack, if there's only two, of course, there's no problem of Shachal Mishaloi, and you can be Moitzi your friend Birchas HaMazon. That's how the Rosh seems to explain the sugya there. The Rosh is bothered by Yishami, and answers like Rabbeinu Peretz, the smachta. So, the Rosh appears to be like Shittas Tosfos. Yet, when one goes to the sugya in Perek Gimel, the sugya there talks about if somebody's only obligated to Rabbanon and he can't help somebody who's a deraisa to fulfill his requirement. There, the Rosh has got a question, but don't we find in Daf Mem Ches in Bracha, somebody's eaten the Gezaias, was able to help Yamai and his friends to do their requirement on the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon deraisa, having only eaten the Gezaias. And there he answers and says that really, Mi'kadin, you don't have to eat anything. So why are you eating? So you expect the Rosh to say, oh, because Shachan Mishaloi? No. He says, because it's Birchas HaNenim. Birchas HaNenim? It's not a Birchas HaNenim. This is a Bracha Achrayna, which is a mitzvah deraisa, but also a small verata. What do you mean it's a Birchas HaNenim? Mashmah, so he means by Birchas HaNenim is what the Ritva is saying. That it's like a Birchas HaNenim, and it can be confused with a Birchas HaNenim, and therefore the Chachamim said, you've got to eat before you make a Bracha. So there's a contradiction in the Rosh. On one hand, the Rosh goes like the Ritva. On the other hand, in Perek Zayin, the Rosh is going like Tosfos. The Rosh is quoted by his son, the Torah, in Simon Tov Pei Dalet, where the Rosh says there with regard Leil Seder, that with all the brachas to do with the mitzvahs halayla, you can be moitzi, you can help your friend be moitzi his mitzvahs, and even though you've done the entire Seder, you can repeat the brachas for another person who doesn't know how to make the brachas, with the exception of Birchas HaMazon. The only answer with Birchas HaMazon, says the Rosh, is to say word for word for that person, like you do for a child to help him say to a child who doesn't know how to read. You say the words and the child copies you. So you see very clearly there the Rosh paskens like the Ritva, and although when he quotes Yishami, he's not dismissing Yishami or saying Yishami is like example of three. He actually holds like the opinion of the Yishami. And he says we've got to be choishish to the opinion of Yishami, and at the end of the day, the Rosh's opinion is like the Ritva, and this is how the Mishabura passes the halacha, is that he concludes with the Ritva, the Mishabura, is that when a person is involved with somebody who can't read and does not know how to do Birchas HaMazon, the only way you can help them is by saying the words and they repeat after you, but you can't say, sit back, I'll do all the benching for you, even though you've not eaten. The only other eats would be that you yourself eat, and then you can bench for them. So So that is what we mean by Arvus and Berachas Hamazon, that with regard to the mitzvah of Kol Yisrael, the rule of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LeZeh, with regard to Berachas Hamazon, there's a machlokes rishonim whether we apply that rule with regard to Berachas Hamazon, or we say no, Berachas Hamazon has to be treated differently, because otherwise people are confused with Berachas Rishonah, and they'll think that Berachas Hamazon is like Berachas Hamazon, and that you can say the bracha for somebody else although you haven't eaten. Well, we know that bracha sananin is different because there's no duty on a person to eat any food, and that's why we don't apply the rule of prisoner. Thank you very much.